people we could go.
మన బిడ్డలు మనం వెళ్ళేదానికంటే ముందుగా దేవుని దగ్గరికి వెళ్ళాలి.
You know where we will go.
మనం ఎక్కడికి వెళ్తామో మనకు తెలుసు.
No matter when death takes us.
మనల్ని ఎప్పుడు తీసుకుని పోయినా సరే
we are not afraid.
మనం భయపడడం లేదు.
God gave the children and God took them.
దేవుడు మనకు బిడ్డలు ఇచ్చాడు. దేవుడు మన బిడ్డలను తీసుకుని వెళ్తున్నాడు.
He demonstrated mighty peace in him.
ఆయనలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఆ గొప్ప సమాధానాన్ని ఆయన అలా బయటకు చూపించగలిగాడు.
And that is how he strengthened himself and his wife.
ఆయన తన్ను తాను ధైర్యపరచుకుంటూ తన భార్యను కూడా ధైర్యపరచగలిగాడు.
The Bible says,
దేవుని యొక్క వాక్యం సెలవిస్తుంది,
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
ఎవని మనసు నీ మీద ఆనుకొనునో వాణ్ణి నీవు పూర్ణ శాంతి గలవానిగా కాపాడుదు.
Great peace have they who love thy law.
నీ ధర్మశాస్త్రమును ప్రేమించు వారికి ఎంతో గొప్ప నెమ్మది కలదు.
That peace that man of God showed to the world.
లోకానికి ఆ దైవజనుడు చూపించినటువంటి ఆ సమాధానం.
That is the peace that Mrs. Staines showed to the world in India when her husband was burned along with her sons.
భారతదేశంలో సహోదరి మిసెస్ స్టెయిన్స్ తన భర్త పిల్లలు కూడా దహనం చేయబడినప్పుడు ఈ దేశంలో ప్రజలందరూ చూడడానికి ఆమె కనపరిచినటువంటి ఆ సమాధానం.
Do you have that peace, my brother, my sister?
ప్రియమైన సహోదరుడా సహోదరి, నీవు కలిగి ఉన్నావా అలాంటి సమాధానం?
If you don't have it,
ఒకవేళ నీకు లేకపోతే,
the Bible says,
దేవుని యొక్క వాక్యం సెలవిస్తుంది,
seek peace and pursue it.
సమాధానం వెతికి దాని వెంటాడుము.
If you are an honest seeker of peace, you will get it.
సమాధానాన్ని యథార్థంగా నీవు వెతుకుతూ ఉంటే నువ్వు తప్పకుండా దాన్ని పొందుతావు.
Seek it in the right place.
అయితే దాన్ని వెతకవలసిన స్థానంలో వెతకాలి.
Where should you seek it?
ఎక్కడ దాన్ని వెతకాలి?
Seek it in Jesus Christ.
ప్రభువైన యేసుక్రీస్తు వారిలో వెతకాలి.
He is the prince of peace.
ఆయనే సమాధానకర్త.
I will give my peace not as the world giver.
ఆయన అన్నాడు, లోకం ఇచ్చినట్టుగా సమాధానం నేను ఇవ్వడం లేదు, నా సమాధానం నేను మీకు ఇస్తున్నాను.
Let not your heart be troubled.
మీ హృదయములు కలవరపడనివ్వకండి అని చెప్పారు.
My brothers and sisters,
నా ప్రియ సహోదర సహోదరులారా,
God has called us to live in peace.
దేవుడు మనం సమాధానంగా జీవించడానికి పిలిచాడు.
And God has made provision for us to enjoy this peace.
ఆ సమాధానాన్ని ప్రభువైన యేసుక్రీస్తు వారిలో అనుభవించడానికి చేయవలసిన ఏర్పాట్లన్నీ కూడా ఆయన చేశారు.
Let us not destroy ourselves and our families by going away from the Lord and his commands.
మనల్ని గాని మన కుటుంబాలను గాని దేవుని యొక్క వాక్యం నుండి దూరంగా వెళ్లిపోవడం ద్వారా, అవిధేయం కావడం ద్వారా నాశనం చేసుకోవద్దు.
Let us close by closing our eyes and meditating for a minute or two, examining our lives, our hearts, to what extent we have been possessing this peace, to what extent we have been suffering without this peace, to what extent we have been passing on this peace of God to the others. Let us very honestly search our hearts this morning. Remember, God has called us to peace. There is no option given to the people of God. We are called to be men and women of peace. There cannot be a quarrelsome woman or a quarrelsome man in any home. There cannot be short tempers and outbursts of anger anywhere in the life of a man of God or a woman of God. Let us examine ourselves, my brothers and sisters. Let us be very honest in the sight of God. And if we have been away from this peace, let us cry to God this morning and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Fill me with your peace. I want nothing more than that, my Lord. Let us make this prayer right now. In peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrow like deep billows roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it That it be well with our souls as we enjoy your peace. Father, there may be some brothers and sisters, there may be some families right now in this assembly where there is no peace. Lord, I pray that you will touch them. May thy word convict them. May thy word cleanse them. May thy word humble them. May thy word draw them to thy feet in humility. And may they enjoy your peace. Father, withdraw not thy peace from us. We become miserable, dear Lord. We cannot live without your peace. Lord, we need your peace to live. We need your peace to die. Grant us thy peace in life and in death. May we reflect thy peace to the world around us. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Please hear the announcements. This evening we are going to have the final program of the Vacation Bible School of the English Medium Children. This evening it begins at 5:30, and we assure you we'll try our best to complete the whole thing by 8 o'clock. All members of the church are 8:30 maximum. All members of the church are invited to grace this occasion and encourage. I am sorry I could not make this invitation. I didn't make this invitation to you because earlier for the Telugu medium children, there was some communication gap and misunderstanding of the final day program, and very few people attended. Although the program was a grand success, we missed most of you for that evening's program. This evening, we do not want to miss the members of the church. Also, remember to pray for the youth camp. Youth camp is from 12th of this month to 15th of this month. The place is Kazipet. In Kazipet, there is a Catholic retreat center. It is called Divya Jyoti. And the theme is Walking in the Light. Two men of God will be sharing during those days. All the young people of this church who are willing to go to the camp are requested to assemble at 2 p.m. sharp at the inquiry counter, Secunderabad railway station. 2 p.m. on 12th of May, please gather at the inquiry counter at the Secunderabad railway station. The registration fee is rupees 100. This will go towards your travel. The boarding and lodging expenses are met by the church. If there are some young children who cannot afford to pay that 100 rupees for the registration for travel, we will take care of that also, provided you express your difficulty to Mr. Sunil Lazarus or to me. So please give your names, those of you who would like to go to the camp, to Mr. Sunil immediately after the service.